This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for us to dig into your health and well-being. It's the Good Day Health Show. On the air, as usual, every week, we have two great guests, or two great... I don't know if you're a guest. Jack, you're not a guest.
I'm a regular.
He's a regular. Yeah. Two fabulous doctors who have different points of view on how to take care of you and your health. So Jack Stockwell is here from his perch in Salt Lake City, Utah. He and his wife run a clinic. And they have a fabulous website that's so full of great information, great resource. ForbiddenDoctor.com is the website. Jack, for his part, is a board-certified NUCA chiropractor. He also is a GAPS practitioner, certifiable. I think, yeah, that's the third part. He is
totally certified.
Certifiable. Yeah. Right. As you can tell by listening to some of this great information. So I'm going to start with an experience. It is known to most people that listen to me. I do... four or five different radio programs, one daily, the DJV program on which you appear, and then I do the farmer show, I do the sort of mysteries that go beyond our universe, the Your Hidden Power show, the countdown show. So in all of these I have different relationships with people, but all the people that are on with me that are regular contributors are all my friends. And so I don't mind telling stories sometimes because this is endearing. This is what people like to, they want to know more about me. They want to know a little more about you. And so then they hear this. This is for them, for whatever the reason, people need to get a life. But they seem to enjoy, you know, when it becomes obvious that the people they're listening to actually like each other, actually are friends. And because you and your wife are in my close circle of friends, I feel very strongly I'm going to go visit you this weekend. Because,
well, we're looking forward to that.
Well, but you have offered to help me. I've gone through something, and one of the things that I'm thankful of is because you and Ken look after me as well as you do, I'm in great shape. But I want to keep it that way. And so last spring... It was actually right after I drove back from California to Massachusetts, I started having these headaches. And those of you who are having headaches, listen to this, because this can be a very good trip down an influential way for you as to how to deal with it. Taking Aleve, taking Advil, taking ibuprofen or acetaminophen or whatever that stuff is called, that may take care of the problem in the moment that it exists. But do you find out what causes the problem? Are you aware? Do you know why you're having the headaches? Or do you just take some pills to make it go away, and then the next time it comes, you treat it the same way? Well, I'm here to tell you that's not the smartest thing you could do, whether it's fear-based thinking on your part, whatever it is. And I'm using myself, I always use myself as a guinea pig because I hope it serves as a good lesson. So anyway, coming back from California, I developed these headaches and I thought, okay, what is this? Could I be, this is the beginning of COVID. Is that one of the signs of having COVID? And so I talked to Ken, I talked to Jack, and I talked to my practitioner here in Massachusetts, and they said, no, it wasn't. And there were other causes of it. So Ken said to me, because the last time it happened, I got relief from you, Jack, by having an adjustment. And, you know, so the other, that's what took care of him in the spring. Haven't had any trouble with him at all during the summer. And now the last week or so, I've started having these headaches. And it's on one side, then it's on the other, and then it's in the back. So you know that it's not related to anything else other than the tension, maybe stress, if you want to use that term, that comes about every time I get a massage or I have my physical therapist working on my shoulders. Oh, you're so tense back there. Well, I have quite a bit of muscle, and that's good, but when the muscle's working, it tightens, it manages to affect other things. And that's one of the things you got to know about your body. You need to know your body and what affects, you know, everybody's body is different. And I bet you find that when you are treating people all day, every day in your clinic, people come in, and they come in for a myriad of reasons. And I suppose you say to them, they'll come to you, Jack, can you help me for this? And you say, well, let's try. But the treatment with you is always the same. Whatever the ailment, like, I'm going to go see you this weekend because I got these headaches. And I don't want to take, I've only taken a leave once, and then I've just kind of lived with it. And I started, you told me to chew those chlorophyll what's-his things that I they come from Standard Process. So I have been chewing those, and I have noticed a marked a release. I still am having the headaches, but they aren't like they were. And so I figure you're going to do, Ken says, go see Jack and get an adjustment, which good. I got a kick out of. And good. So that's what I'm going to do. But I tell the story because I think a lot of people can learn from what other people experience. After all, isn't that what medicine is created on? What heals other people is what might work for you. You don't know if you try it.
That's true. And when you the work that I do is based on structure. And when the structure of the body is off, speaking primarily of the skeletal structure, when it's off, the function is going to suffer to some degree or another. Remember, everything that almost, let me categorize that better, almost everything that happens in the human body or stops happening is controlled by the nervous system. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I work on the skeleton as I do, especially the top of the neck and the spine, is because that's where the central nervous system exists outside of the brain. And when that area is compromised structurally, there's going to be some functional deficit as a result. Now, the three easiest things in the world to fix are headache, migraine patterns, sciatica, and low back pain, because they're all three.
I got them all.
Hey, well, we got a bonus round. They're all three controlled essentially by the same thing, the way the head is sitting on the neck. And when the head is not balanced with the neck so that gravity is pulling your head straight through the spine in a balanced state, it's pulling to one side or the other. And that's when the muscles tighten up. And when you describe your tension headache in your shoulders and your neck, that's almost always because the head is tipping out of the vertical.
Well,
muscles
you
tighten
say
up.
That. You've shown me pictures. My head does tip to one side. It's not noticeable unless you're looking at an X-ray or looking at me very closely. You can't see it, but it's
X-rays
there.
Are essential. You know, without an X-ray, I have no idea what to do. I wouldn't let anybody near my spine without a good set of pictures.
All right, so now here's something else that makes me feel better, eating cookies. If I can't see Jack and get my thing straightened out, I can lose myself in these Ebon Bakehouse cookies. Ebon, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com is where you go to find the most fabulous. Jack will love these because these cookies, I actually think I'm going to bring you some this weekend, because you're going to love these cookies. No gluten in them. There's nothing on. There is you. These things have. They're so sensitive. You know, they have no processed anything in them. So you got to keep them in the freezer or the refrigerator. Otherwise, in 3 or 4 days, they'll mold. And that's really how natural they are. And this is the. This is also, Jack, this is a great talking point, actually. And the way to know whether the food that you're eating is good for you or not is to leave it untouched for 3 or 4 days. If it gets moldy, it's good for you. If it doesn't get moldy, it has preservatives in it, and it's not good for you. That's really, I think, isn't that a good basic line, do you think?
We did a test on corn chips. I don't want to mention a brand name, but the most common one out there. We put it in a bowl on top of the refrigerator for one solid year.
Yep.
And at the end of the year,
mold.
It had dust on it, but absolutely no mold.
Okay, well, so this is just the opposite of that. And this is why I am so excited to be a spokesperson for Ebon's Bakehouse, because they have no gluten in any of their products. They have nothing. There's nothing in these things. You know, you always talk about leaky gut and gluten causing that. If you're a GAPS practitioner, you're on top of leaky gut, and the gluten is a cause of all kinds of deficiencies. I mean, it's just really bad for you all the way around. So even if you didn't have an intolerance, at least with me, the signal went off about 15 years ago, and I started being intolerant to this and not knowing what it was, but it can create serious health conditions. And so in order to keep yourself away from that, but to have something that really is good. The difference between a lot of gluten products I've tasted taste like eating sandpaper. It just is bleh. Ebon's Bakehouse products are certified gluten-free, and I'll certify that they taste fabulous. They really are. Cookies are, they use the best grass-fed butter. They have the best eggs from range-free chickens. They use everything that's good, good, good. So you're going to love it. They're veterans. Everybody that works in the company is a veteran. They don't hire anybody that's not a veteran. So that makes it kind of more palatable as well. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Send these. Well, you can't send the cookies. You ought to send gift cards to people. Let them choose them their own. 100% money-back guarantee on all the cookies you get from Yvonne's Bakehouse, all the breads, everything. And when you're checking out, use the DJV code for a big discount. Everything to love, nothing to worry about. Go to YvonnesBakehouse.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you're in the market for a new laptop for your 9-to-5 work life and your 5-to-9 downtime, look no further than the Asus ZenBook 13 or ZenBook 14, two new generation 13.3-inch and 14-inch ultra-portable laptops. ZenBook 13 and ZenBook 14 are even thinner and lighter than their predecessors. The new ZenBook 13 weighs just 1.07 kilograms, and both models are a mere 13.9 millimeters thin. But for such an ultra-thin design, they offer comprehensive connectivity capabilities, including full-size HDMI and USB Type-A ports, in addition to Thunderbolt 4 USB-C and a micro USB card reader. Other features include a four-sided nano-edge display, Asus NumberPad 2.0, and up to 21 hours of battery life. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from. Visit Asus.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Back to our focus with Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. When I was talking about these cookies, and we're talking about how, as usual, to make your body work better. And one of the things that we do every week on this program as we get together is talk about supplements that come from Standard Process. They are the ones I use. Jack has them in his office. And so we have a supplement to talk about this week. There's actually two of these that I wanted to talk about. There's a thyroid thing from Standard Process, and then you have your ageless thyroid, and I wonder what the difference is, so that if we were, like, I have both Thymex, which is from Standard Process, and your ageless thyroid, why would one take one or the other or both?
When we've helped people with thyroid support in the past, the supplements from SP that we've used, Standard Process, there's about a half a dozen of them that are all designed to do different things. We wanted to put that all together in one product, and we couldn't find it anywhere, so we had to make it. And that's what ageless thyroid is. And we called it thyroid because that's the organ most people are familiar with. But it also supports the hypothalamus, the pituitary, and the adrenal glands besides the thyroid, and those are the organs that make us human. Mm-hmm. And when those organs are functioning the way they're supposed to, life is beautiful. That's why we created ageless thyroid.
All right, so you can find them, the reference to it, all kinds of things that will help you out personally at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug here on Good Day Health.
Pro frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I just mentioned something that's a good thing for us to underscore, and that is the symptom survey. You have a lot of things that you do at Forbidden Doctor that are sort of presents, Christmas presents. Sometimes you have these free webinars that you offer. So if you are not feeling well, or maybe even better, if you're not, if somebody in your family is not well and you're not trying to help them, you can help them and it won't cost you anything. Send them to ForbiddenDoctor.com to take that symptom survey. What are some of the most important questions? This is a 4-page document. Take you, you know, what? I forget how long it took me.
Well, probably a half an hour.
Half an hour,
if you do it
the right way. Yeah, right. So what's the most important question, or what are the most important questions to hit?
Well, we hit all of the various organs of the body, the digestive system, nervous system, reproductive system, where your energy is created, the whole idea of immune response. There's, half a dozen to a dozen questions per system in the body. It's not enough to just say, hey, do you feel sluggish? There's several questions that will pinpoint what may be causing the sluggishness. If you're constipated or you've got a history of constipation, there's several questions that, depending on how you answer them, we can pinpoint the problem that's causing it, rather than just saying, hey, take this for regularity. We try to be as specific as we can. The two things that seem to show up the most is the liver's function and sugar handling. Of all of the surveys, and we have literally done thousands of them since we started doing this, liver function and sugar handling problems are the two that seem to predominate because of the kind of foods that most Americans are eating. And so we usually have a very small, very short protocol that we recommend to help the liver do its job better, to help the pancreas's ability to balance sugar in the system to do its job better, both of which end up with more energy, weight loss, better sleep, better sex response. All of those things are so dependent on the body to process foods properly. And when it can't, it just backs up and gets sluggish.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why we created Ageless Thyroid, was to make sure that those major organs that make us human beings are properly supported nutritionally. There's a theme that follows a lot of nutritional history that just says there isn't a disease on the face of this planet that can't directly be related to some nutritional deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And when that deficiency is made up, the body will function the way it was designed to function.
Wow, can we turn that around the other way? Are there problems that come from having too much of things? If you have a deficiency,
certainly,
that causes one problem, but you got too much of something that causes another problem, right?
Well, certainly.
Supplements.
Yeah, especially in the sense of denaturalized foods. When you eat, as we were talking earlier, the kind of foods that we choose to eat, if it won't spoil in a matter of a day or two, what is nutritionally important in that food has been removed in order to get shelf life. And when you trade nutrition for shelf life, you're going to end up with the problems we have in this country. 35% obesity, cancer, heart disease, two greatest killers, killing hundreds of thousands of people every year. Both of them directly attributed to nutritional deficiencies.
Well, thus the credibility attached to my discussion of the things coming out of Ebon's Bakehouse.
If it will rot and spoil, it's probably pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
it's counterintuitive.
Well, you know what? Try buying organic blueberries and regular blueberries. Put them next to each other. I eat a lot of blueberries.
Good
test. The organic ones will go bad on you in 3 or 4 days.
That's
flat.
Right.
Whereas the other ones will stick around for a good week or two.
Yep.
So I think that's another way. I mean, any fruit that is organic will not last, period, end of story. Dr. Jack, he's lasted forever, or maybe I'm going to keep him in our view forever here on Good Day Health.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Sinus pain can be debilitating for allergy sufferers. If you or someone you love suffers from bad allergy sinus pain, you can give the gift of pain relief this holiday season. Buy a ClearUp device. It's like nothing you've ever seen before. ClearUp targets sinus pain at the source without medication. It's the only treatment that delivers advanced microcurrent technology, low-level electrical stimulation. You simply glide this small pear-shaped device to locate treatment spots across your cheek, nose bone, and under the eyebrow. ClearUp gently calms the sinus nerve fibers and theoretically shrinks swollen tissue. After a quick 5-minute treatment, the throbbing pain will melt away for up to 6 hours, based on the company's clinical study. ClearUp is so easy to use. Push one button, let ClearUp guide you to the treatment points for 5 minutes, and you're done. It's reusable and rechargeable, so you'll get sinus pain relief for years. FDA cleared to be safe and effective and available without a prescription, ClearUp is FSA and HSA eligible. Go to www.buyclearup.com and find relief.
Am I? First Response knows this is one of the most important questions a woman will ever ask herself. Am I sure it's the right time? Am I starting the next chapter? Am I about to be called mommy? Am I pregnant? Trust First Response to give you a clear and reliable answer with over 99% accuracy from the day of your missed period. Based on more than 99% accuracy in detecting the pregnancy hormone on day of missed period, America's most trusted pregnancy test brand based on the 2020 BrandSpark American Trust Study, First Response is the answer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia officials are launching an investigation into Cobb County and say they didn't follow proper procedures when matching signatures on Election Day. In a press conference on Monday, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced his office will be conducting a probe on absentee voter signatures on ballots. A nor'easter was on target to slam parts of Mid-Atlantic and New England state starting Wednesday, bringing heavy snow, strong winds, and some coastal flooding. According to AccuWeather, the nor'easter was anticipated to bring more snow than all of last year's combined in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston. Freezing rain and ice accumulations were also expected for parts of North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. An organizer to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom attributes the effort's momentum not to any blue or red tide, but a citizen's tide based on the governor's hypocritical actions during the pandemic. Annie Dunsmore of Rescue California 2021 said Tuesday that the recall effort is a culmination of many missteps by Newsom. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says no lawmaker is going home for the holidays until some form of a stimulus package is in place. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Congressional leaders met again on Tuesday to try and hammer out a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package and a spending bill to fund the government passed this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he felt there was progress at that meeting and that the group would meet again soon. He told reporters that Congress would not leave for a holiday break without a deal on a COVID relief bill.
Shots have been administered. Hope is on the way. And our job here is to guarantee that there's enough money to facilitate the delivery, as well as to do other things that we can agree on. And as I've said repeatedly, number one, we're not leaving here without a COVID pact. It's not going to happen.
The group is negotiating over two bills released this week by a bipartisan group, one that contains money for small businesses, unemployment insurance extension, schools, and vaccine distribution. The other contains the more contentious proposals, with $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and liability protections for businesses against COVID-related lawsuits. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first CARES Act was signed into law by President Trump on March 27, 2020. NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center reported a planet spotted 336 light-years from Earth could be the Planet 9, theoretically lurking in our solar system. The Hubble Space Telescope is assisting astronomers observe the motion of a massive Jupiter-like planet, saying it is evidence that such oddball orbits are possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Next half hour here on the Good Day Health program, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us, and I want to know about coffee. This is one of the things, like chocolate. How many things can you name that one person says, and it isn't just food or treats or whatever, it's sometimes even supplements or things, you know, we were talking about too much of a good thing or not enough of a good thing. So what is the story with coffee? Does it fight fat? Some people are saying, you know, that it's good. If you have a high sugar diet, like I have a little too much sugar in my diet, for sure. I don't drink any coffee. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life. People say, wait a minute. What? What did he just say? I have never had a cup of coffee in my life. I have never done any drugs. I have never smoked anything, whether it was legal or illegal. That's not where I come from.
I think that's one of the reasons why you have the health and the energy you do at your age.
those kinds of things that pollute the system. Now, I'm not saying coffee pollutes the system.
Where
did coffee come from?
The coffee comes from cacao, which is all natural. But you know as well as I do, that's why I said what I did, some studies on vitamin C. Well, don't take too much. No, take all you can put in your body. Coffee, no, it's bad for you. Coffee, it's good for you. When my daughter first started... My daughter first started drinking coffee. She was in college. I said, Megan, that's bad for you. And she, to this day, still drinks coffee in her 40s. And she says, you look at me and she'll smile at me, Daddy, coffee's bad for you.
Yeah. It depends on where it came from. Coffee as a bean comes from Mother Nature. And as we have developed and grown up on this planet with Mother Nature, that as we look around the various things that are out there that are good for the body, even noxious weeds, when you get down to the various chemical processes and components of what we call phytonutrients, even stinging nettle has a very good benefit for the human body if it's isolated in the proper form. Now, with coffee, the problem with coffee is the same thing with most commercial foods. They have been sprayed with herbicides and pesticides.
Right, exactly.
Organic coffee actually has some very beneficial ingredients.
But isn't that the same thing as we were just talking about, organic blueberries or fruits or whatever it is? If you leave it around for very long, it's going to get moldy.
Yeah, exactly.
You use it.
Now, with coffee, they have to roast the bean in order to develop the flavor inside of it. So a roasted bean is not going to spoil that bad. But if you take coffee, and now listen, this, I'm serious. You take your organic coffee and you put some butter in it and you whip it up in a blender so that that coffee, that organic coffee, has some butter and some natural Mother Nature made nutrition. It can actually turn into a nutritious drink. But like anything else, you can overdo it. Too much of anything or too little of necessary nutritional ingredients can be harmful to the body. Or just put in some organic cream. Black coffee in and of itself, is, if it's organic, is nutritious enough for a cup in the morning. That isn't going to hurt you any. But some people will drink it all day long, and they drink non-organic that has been laced with various herbicides. That will catch up to you and hurt. So if you have some organic honey to sweeten it, if you have some organic butter or some cream organic to put in there with your organic coffee, it can actually be a healthy drink.
Coffee is healthy. Not too much cream, or if you put in good milk, I mean, I suppose like honey, the whole business.
Organic honey or even raw milk from the farm. I mean, that's what we have here in the house. We have 2 or 3 gallons of raw milk sitting inside the fridge. I try to get at least a couple of those
now,
a day.
How
but
do you keep
butter,
that? Hold on a second. Do you drink, how much milk do you drink a day? Because that stuff is, because it is the purest form of milk, no preservatives in that. It's not like what you buy in the grocery store that's loaded with all kinds of stuff that isn't good for you. But how do you keep 3 gallons of milk unless you drink it a gallon a day? It only lasts 3 or 4 days.
Both Mary and I have at least a couple of glasses a day. Mm-hmm. And when our son Rourke comes by, he'll put down 3 or 4 glasses.
I want a couple of glasses this weekend when I'm there.
Oh, you're going to have the finest, creamy, rich raw milk here in the house when you get here.
Okay. I want that. I want any of Mary's milkshakes, though.
Well, we can leave the raw egg out of it. Her milkshake is very healthy without the raw egg. But the raw egg is nature's perfect food, man.
Dr. Jack is a Nooker chiropractor and a board-certified GAPS practitioner. So, with that in mind, and talking about the gut, again, back to Eban and their bakehouse a bit, but I was reading a story about enzymes and what enzymes, I guess this is my question because it wasn't clear to me about enzymes that you have in your gut that would prevent aging. And, you know, the things you talked about with me, getting frail, break your bones, you know, whatever it is that happens to people, most people, when they get to be older. Older
than
when
us. I think of you, I don't think of frail at all.
No, well, you won't.
You've got a farm life. Besides your broadcasting career, you have a farm life. So you move around and you exert muscles.
Keep moving.
And that's it. Keeping moving is so important.
Yep, it really is. So anyway, what enzymes? Now, you have the various enzymes that we talk about that are natural. You've got the enzymes
long life
you're just talking
enzymes.
About, the long-life energy enzymes. But there are other things. What do we eat that have those enzymes, is there, you know, the reasons we supplement is because we don't eat the right food, so we better supplement in order to make, you know, our life work. But what's the scoop?
Well, enzymes are just the triggers of biochemical reactions in the body. Enzymes are what make reactions take place. Enzymes break down your food. Enzymes make it possible for the food to be absorbed through the gut into the bloodstream. Enzymes are working in the bloodstream to keep it fully oxygenated through the hemoglobin transport. Enzymes are in the brain making neurotransmitters. Enzymes are in the gut making neurotransmitters. Enzymes are throughout the body. Now, there are plant enzymes and there are animal-based enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you eat a raw carrot, you're picking up enzymes. The ironic thing about it is that if you want to really digest the value in an organic carrot, you have to cook it almost to mush so that your body can break it down properly and get the nutrition out of it. But the enzymes are in the raw state. If you overcook something, you've cooked the enzymes out of it. So it's a delicate balance that we go through, but most people overcook their food, so we created long-life energy enzymes to make sure the enzymes are present to properly digest the food, clean out the bloodstream from stuff that shouldn't be there, and to clean out things that grow in the body that shouldn't be there.
Got it. All right, there's the expertise. As we continue here, Dr. Jack Stockwell on the Good Day Health program. Here's something that is paramount to all of us in terms of staying healthy. You talk about me and what I do to stay healthy. This is something I discovered about a month and a half ago when, frankly, somebody who represented the company Navaj said, "Will you talk about this on your radio program?" Because he heard me talking about all the natural drug-free stuff. And I do have a lot of things, you know, all of the things that I'll talk about here, losing weight products, stuff that is really good for you, that's natural like the cookies. It's free from anything except what is natural. And that's why I so strongly recommend that if you are like everybody else that I know of, your nose is plugged up this time of year, it's dry heat, and people are just uncomfortable, and so they want to clean their nose. And this is more desirable than, I don't know, I think this sounds a little crude, but we've all done it in our lifetimes. We've all picked our nose. And so when you pick your nose, it's because if you're picking your nose, it's because you got stuff in your nose that makes your nose itchy, and you need to get it out. I don't know whether people realize that, Jack, or not. If your nose is itchy, it's because your nose is telling you got to get the stuff out of there that's in there. And you make sure nobody's looking when you pick your nose. Okay, so that's a little crude, but it is. So you're serving the needs of your body. Well, here's a better way of doing it. And it's a much better way because it'll really cleanse the things that are up there, all of them that you may not be able to reach. I'm sure these guys, when they listen to this commercial, will think, what is this guy off his rocker? He's picking your nose. Well, Navaj puts an end to all of that. This is the nasal care facility that gets rid of that sinus congestion you feel this time of year, the allergens, the airborne germs, everything that takes away from your natural hygiene is stuck in your nose. So you get the Navaj system, you use it to clean your nose every day, and then you've done what you need to do to get rid of the bacteria, the pollen, the pollution, the germs, the viruses, the dust, whatever it is. So clean it out. Think about washing your hands and think about brushing your teeth. Think about cleaning your nose. You do it all every day, so make it a routine. It's the product that makes me breathe easier and you breathe easier. It's called Navaj, Navage. Check it out at Navaj.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th.
Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Moving back into the force of nature, who is Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. So what's a flavonoid? What is a flavonoid, and why are they good for us, or are they bad for us? What is a flavonoid?
You know, as we started studying plant nutrition, 100 years ago, we understood various parts of the plants produce various reactions and nutritional supply inside the body. Mm-hmm. As we got to more and more sophisticated equipment over the last 5-6 decades, we're able to isolate further and further the various parts of what makes a carrot so nutritious, what makes spinach, what makes beef liver so incredibly nutritious to the human body. And flavonoids, of course, come from plants. And there's various kinds. They come under the heading of phytonutrient, meaning a nutrient from a plant.
Right.
But the flavonoids are flavor-type things. They're enzyme-based type things, chemical compounds that are necessary. And like a lot of things in the advertising, marketing aspect of business, they kind of get overplayed, like, oh, these are rich in these flavonoids. Well, all foods are to a large degree, if they're not overly processed, are loaded in flavonoids.
Yeah,
and they're just part of the nutritious requirement of the human body. Any mammal, for that matter, not just humans. Well, I suppose it includes the reptile world and the insect world and everything else, because these things are necessary for proper enzymatic reactions to take place inside the body.
When I think about the things, there's so much to know about the body. When people come to you and they ask you naive questions, you sometimes learn lose patience with them, lose patience with your patients.
If it's a person who asks me that same question every time they come in,
right.
Yeah, maybe I do. But a lot of times I have to go back to square one and start all over with some different people, and I don't mind that, but someone comes in and says, well, you know, this is, you know, what's a flavonoid, and you know, it's they're sometimes called bioflavonoids, and there's different kind, and it all depends on how far I want to go with this. Sometimes a one or two two sentence answer is probably all they need to know about it, but they're very important structures inside the body that are necessary for certain functions to take place. And so if the same, in fact, I'm making up an example. I don't know that ever happened. I don't know that the same person keeps asking me the same question all the
time.
That's
right. Sounds
good. I like questions. I like questions because you know what? That means they're ready to move. When people come in and say, well, Dr. Jack, what do you do, you know, regarding exercise, regarding food choices? They're ready to move to the next step. If they don't ask me that question, I don't actually get into that arena unless I can see they're ready to listen and move.
Yeah, well, I think that's the idea. You got to be ready to hear what it is that the doc is saying. All right, the doc is Dr. Jack Stockwell. He's got lots to say, and hopefully both of your ears are open. Get the wax out of them as we continue here on Good Day Health.
If I'm not commuting anymore,
Where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's see what we can get out of Jack's career at the moment. It's Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the radio to treat something that's important for you. Well, knowledge is power, and you can treat a lot of your ailments by knowing what the cause is and what the cure or the fix is, and that's where Jack comes in. He's a Nurka chiropractor, has a great clinic. I'm going to go visit with him. As a matter of fact, this weekend I'm seeing the doors will be open.
Yes, we're staying open longer.
Staying open longer for me.
Just for you.
Hey, let's get a fix. All right, so one of the things that we spend a lot of time talking about, Jack and I, on his podcast, well, we have two podcasts. He's got one, ForbiddenDoctor.com, that he and his wife do, and then he and I do one at GoodDayHealthShow.com. And we were talking, we're always kind of talking about vitamin D or vitamins and minerals, the standard process things that are really good for you that he represents. So why is it that we never seem to have, I've asked you this question once, I've asked you 100 times. I take the vitamin D supplement that Standard Process has, and I try to take even a little more than is recommended, because my numbers always seem to be low when it comes to vitamin D, and nobody can figure that out because I'm in the sun as much as I am. Why is it that first of all, why do we need higher vitamin D levels? And why would somebody like me, who works at it as much as I do, still not have enough? Because I think I'm a great believer in what you've taught me about how important it is to have vitamin D in your immune portfolio, shall we call it.
Yeah, vitamin D probably covers more processes and initiates more physiological reactions in the body than any other vitamin. Because there's so many things dependent upon vitamin D. Vitamins are absolutely essential to health. But vitamin D's number one job, and it has many, as I said, is to absorb calcium through the gut wall into the bloodstream.
Why is that important?
Your immune system will not work very well without calcium.
So do you have to supplement, as you take vitamin D, do you have to take a calcium supplement as well?
If you're not getting a good amount of calcium in your diet, then yes. Yeah. Now, Mary and I supplement with calcium all the time.
Yeah, me too.
But we also get vitamin D, especially in the wintertime. In the summertime out here at the altitude that we live at, about 6,000 feet, we get an awful lot of exposure to the sun, so I don't worry that much about it. Mm-hmm. But you can get caught up in the numbers, and you say, well, my numbers on my blood test aren't as good as Bob over here or Tom over there.
Yep.
And the question is, are you sick all the time?
No, you're not.
No. So that's one of the first
but
things.
But I don't want to get sick.
Well,
that's
of course
the thing,
not.
That we get all spooked up about this because we don't want to get sick.
Well, why would you change what you're doing now? Because when what you're doing now is working for you. The things that we send to you, the things that you're taking, there may be something genetic. There may be something in the water back there. I don't know. That may not allow the higher levels of vitamin D to show up in the blood test that you are looking for. Mm-hmm. But aside from the number, are you sick all the time?
Nope, never sick.
Do you have strong bones? Are you turning around and breaking bones every time you jump down off the tractor or something like that?
Nope.
No. So we know you have strong. Well, we all do that. You get strong bone. You have strong bones, and you have a strong immune response. I wouldn't worry about that. I'd worry about other things.
Okay, like what? That's in me on a course of
digestion. Adequate amounts of sleep, adequate amounts of hydration. Good digestive processes.
Okay.
You know, how about your eyes? Do you still have good visual acuity?
That's something I'm going to have to. That's a very interesting question. Well, let's talk about that in an extended form on the program that we do, because I think the eye thing is something that you want to talk and get focused on. Right now, though, I want to focus on the healthy way for you to lose weight. This is the time of year. I mean, is there ever a time in the year when you shouldn't be at optimum weight? Yep, we all know we're supposed to be here, but we ended up there because, let's see, the excuse is COVID, or the excuse is Thanksgiving, or the excuse is Christmas, or whatever your excuse. Okay, come up with them. Kid yourself if you want to. But maybe just on the sly, you go to toploss.com and you start looking at the information there on how to lose weight and keep it off using Calitrin. The healthy weight loss product doesn't have any gluten in it, no stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. Clinical studies prove over and over and over again that Calitrin works. And because there's nothing bad in it, that makes it even more desirable. So let's get you to toploss.com, please, and thank you. Choose Calitrin, lose the weight, use the checkout code DJV to get the best bargain, no shipping, and the plot thickens as we get to the end of the year. You can buy one and get one free. That's all at toploss.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.